Rocky View County, RVC, will be co-sponsoring a grazing school on June 28 at Jumping Pound Hall to help local livestock producers find ways to implement and improve their grazing techniques. The event, which is led by noted grazing expert Greg Judy and hosted by the Foothills Forage and Grazing Association, FFGA, will touch on various aspects of practical grazing as well as regenerative agricultural practices. According to the FFGA, Judy will discuss how to think like a grazier, fencing and water techniques, and maximizing profits through animal performance. Judy will also discuss ways to increase animal performance and profits, and improve the health of forage stands and soil through grazing management. Sustainable agriculture is also an important theme of the day. Regenerative agricultural practices, such as improving livestock watering systems and implementing more rotational grazing strategies, are tools that enable for improved health of the animal, landscape, plants, and soil, explained FFGA Environmental and Communications Coordinator Kayla Miner. These beneficial management practices, BMPs, are not only environmentally and economically sustainable but go one step further to actually improving the landscape and ecosystem, which in turn also increases performance, profit and the landscape into the future. Rocky View County also got involved with sponsoring the grazing school to encourage local livestock producers to think in a more sustainable way. Rocky View County Agricultural and Environmental Services was interested in sponsoring the grazing school as the event promotes sustainable agricultural practices, which supports one of our agricultural strategic plan goals of encouraging responsible stewardship of land and water resources, reads a statement released by RVC about the event. An important part of the grazing school includes a field tour on Lazy J Cattle Company land so participants can see the concepts they learn from Judy in action. It is targeted at cattle producers who are looking to enhance their animal performance and health by using economical practices with the use of water development, fencing techniques, and drought planning, explained Miner. This focus of these events is on improved use, production, and health of tame pastures, mostly during the growing season, and some tools to do so. Many producers find FFGA field tours to be successful as they will take home techniques to use on their own operations, as well as the networks and connections to make it happen, she added. One of the most important elements of the day, according to Miner, is the networking and sharing that goes on between participants at the event, with livestock producers from Rocky View County, Mountain View County, the MD of Bighorn, Kneehill County, Starland County, and Wheatland County expected to gather for the grazing school. The networking and chatting with their neighbors about things they have tried, why, how, successes and failures give producers the knowledge and confidence to try something they might not otherwise have tried, said Miner. They can connect with afterwards to ask further questions and share ideas, tips, and tricks for things they have or are considering trying. This is critical as it creates connections with others in the industry, as well as similar rainfall, soil, climate, and ecological regions. There is always something to learn no matter where you are on your grazing journey. Those wishing to attend the Greg Judy Grazing School at Jumping Pound Hall on June 28 are invited to come and register starting at 8:30 a.m. on the morning of the event. There is a $40 registration fee for FFGA members and a $50 fee for non-members. Lunch will be provided to all participants and the event will wrap up at 3:45 p.m. For more information on the event, visit foothillsforage.com/gregjudy.